guys, and welcome to episode 3. I know I'm really trying to be more consistent with my podcast, and it has been a lot more trickier than I really thought. Today in Lookout Mountain, it's pretty hot, pretty humid. It's around like up there. And I just want to say welcome, and I hope you all is having a wonderful Sunday. And this Sunday could be a really meaningful Sunday, especially I feel like for me, today in church was such an empowering Sunday, and it was really encouraging. So we talked about the history of mental health, and then we talked about things to do that can help, you know, with your depression or anxiety or any disorders. But now there's something that plays a huge part in being a better and healthier version of yourself, which is the people around you, the social support you have, and the relationships you establish. Oftentimes, we are in really unhealthy friendships that we don't even realize. It can be very passive-aggressive, or it can be just really far. Like, it can be really far and really not fun for you. And what is one of the scariest things, it can be really codependent. I had multiple friendships that were codependent. Sometimes it was from my end, but sometimes it's from the other. And it took me a while to realize how the friendship was degrading and making my mental health even worse. It kind of like adds up, make me even not love myself even more. And those unhealthy social supports cause me to have a difficulty in truly loving myself, which is scary. It's not fun. It's sad. So I think it's an important topic that we should talk about, because the people around you does affect who you are. The first thing that I want to say is society does not define who you are. You are your own person in the image of God. So when society starts telling you something different from the Bible or the lies that this broken world often says, remember back who you are, who God says you are. Now, let's get to the relationship part. Sometimes when it's your best friend, it's really hard to say or see that it's not a healthy friendship, because you have gained this love, and that you guys have been through a lot together. So we have a tendency to make excuses for others' behaviors, and sometimes we feel bad about it. And as someone who's an Enneagram too, even though it's not valid, but it kind of speaks a bit of who I am, I'm a people pleaser. So it's really hard for me to say no, and sometimes I will sacrifice more of my time for the sake of others. Jesus taught us to love others more than like how we love ourselves. But there's also a point where it ended up hurting us. It causes us to be distant from God, hurt, which ended up not glorifying Him. So these are some red flags that I feel like we should see whether or not the relationship, the friendship is actually okay. The first one is healthy boundaries. The definition of boundaries really varies, especially among cultures. Especially collectivist cultures, boundaries doesn't really exist. Which is really sad, because we're kind of trained and we are taught to live in a very collective manner. And so, boundaries is something that I've ended up learning here and being in the States, of, you know, respecting others' time, being truthful, being able to say no, and just have a relationship that you don't always have to have the other person. That your identity is separate from the friendship. When your identity started to be too much in others, and when your love and support is more to others, that's when you started seeing that maybe I don't have the greatest boundaries. Because it's important to balance both on having time for you, loving yourself, and loving others. So that's boundaries. So having healthy boundaries, having good communications, being able to understand one each other, and not just shut off in the manipulation, which is also really big red flag in boundary in unhealthy friendships. Another thing that I would like to point out as a red flag of an unhealthy friendship is time. If they take too much of your time, and if they take no little time for you, neither of these extremes is good for you. Neither of these extremes are good for your health. When someone clings you, makes you their prisoner of time, that's not a good sign, people. It's probably a sign that your friend have codependency issues. And if this friend doesn't really want to get help and never acknowledge it and ended up guilt-tripping you all the time, these people have really bad codependency issues and have a really hard time of actually having boundaries. Then there's also too little time, that the people that you assume as friends don't really put the effort and time to actually spend quality time with you, investing in the friendship. A healthy friendship is when both sides of the party invest in the friendship in a way that it's not toxic or codependent. Because if this you don't leave time for people, you make time for people. And if you have the capability of this, or your friend has the capability of balancing that out, that's great. But if they don't, honestly, that friendship is not healthy. There's so many different factors that can play on why a friendship can be really unhealthy, or why this person is codependent. They can have a really traumatic past that we don't really understand but has been affecting them. Or just even their values and missions and everything. How their family raised them. Family plays a big role in a person's identity. It's important to love others. But if they ended up hurting you more and not enjoying you as a creation of God, doesn't like strengthen and nourish your identity in Christ, then that friendship needs to be reconsidered, whether it's actually friendship or it's actually toxic. When you started realizing those signs, the hardest thing you will have to do is ending a friendship. Again, as a people pleaser, that is one of my biggest difficulties. It's hard for me to say no. It's hard for me because I feel bad. I'm like, oh, I understand their past. I don't want to, you know, like, they might be this. It's because of this. And you start compensating everything. But that's not okay. That's not okay. Because you're hurting you. So, how do you end a friendship then? How do you end an unhealthy friendship? Well, first of all, you do it out of love. You do it out of love and respect, not to the point that you're being passive-aggressive, but you set firm on why you ended, and you say what you want to say. And if this friend truly cares about you, she will let you go and have time to herself and process things. And maybe when God feels like it's a better time, then you can maybe reconcile the friendship. But if when you want to end the friendship and the person keeps on manipulating you, not wanting to letting go, that's also a really big sign that this person isn't healthy in your life. Or if this person is way too ignorant and have no response when you ended that friendship, that means they're not giving the same investment that you are putting in. A friendship needs two parts to grow. So that's it for episode 3. I know it's very unfiltered, but this is such a hard topic to talk about, but so important for us to realize not only the friends we have, but also as who we are. Because I was codependent for once, and it really took counseling and therapy and a lot of things to really open my mind on healthy ways I can have healthy relationships and friendships with people. I hope you all having a beautiful day. Have a wonderful Sunday. And I'll see you next time on the 4th episode. Bye.